This is Lincoln Stoller of MindStrengthBalance.com, recording a piece called Walking. I'd like you to relax and find a comfortable place and a quiet peace of mind. And I'd like you to be in a position where you're not tense about anything, and you're not in a hurry about anything, and you're not angry or disturbed about anything. I want to speak to you in a calm state, from a peaceful place that might be in the center of your being and that is disconnected from most of the events going on around you. So let me just simply count down and ask you to breathe in and breathe out, and make a space for yourself. You know, when you create dough, you have a pile of flour, and you make a little well in the center into which you pour liquids, water, eggs, or milk. So I want you to think of your personality as a pile of flour in the bowl surrounded by an armor of metal, hard china. And in that soft pile of flour, I want you to metaphorically make a well and hear me from in that receptive cup-shaped well. And the talk I want to give has two layers. First, it's about walking. Walking in the woods. A long walk in the woods. But secondly, and more importantly, it's about love. And the reason I want to address that here is because I can't think of any situation in real life of an adult where love is welcome and appropriate, except in the calm, unfettered central space of your spirit, which is what we are walking to find. So as we count down 10, 9, 8, imagine yourself as the mixing bowl filled with a heap of flour. 7, 6, and hollow out a well in the center. 5, 4. And pour something rich and emotional, receptive, vulnerable, and perhaps unacknowledged into that well. 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's set out on a walk in the wilderness. And in this wilderness, there are quiet trees and a thick undergrowth of salal. Salal is a bush that grows everywhere in the Northwest. and seems to feed everything. And in the midsummer, dry heat, the insects live below the shadows of the bush in the soil. And birds and squirrels live above the foliage in the trees. And the wood is wide, dense, and generally impassable to us. But it is perfectly suited for the squirrels and mice and birds that live there. And we are walking on a meandering trail that is leading uphill. And we are by ourselves, and there is no sound except the occasional wind in the treetops. And in this gentle space, you can open up to think about who you are and who you've become. And I will say that I know virtually no adult, well, a few maybe, who is in much connection to love at all. But I know all children who are. Even the angry ones. So it seems that what is human and virtuous about love is extinguished or removed from us, most of us, to a large extent, as we pass through childhood. And it is true that of the people I know who are significantly unable to love, they all have suffered trauma in their childhood. I think it's almost simple to say that if your parents, your family, or your childhood was not deeply caring and supportive, then you are injured. And I know also almost no adults who are willing to go back to find the source of their lack, or even see the absence of it. Now, I believe it's that frightening. But in this walk, away from people and things and reminders of need and pressure, in an environment that is balanced, that is careful, inquisitive, but not overly solicitous of us, we can recognize that we have a place and a space, at least to feel what could be in the center of that hollow well. I'd like to return to the walk and to remind you what it feels like to walk up a trail, up a hill. It alternates between requiring your attention and wiping your mind clean with a kind of listlessness, an attentive boredom to the motion and the rhythm and the very slow passage of landscape. And what you'll notice, and maybe remember, is the changing light. Because sunlight strikes you between the tree trunks and large-leaved trees provide shade. So if the day is hot, and this day is, then the temperature alternates between warm sun and cool shade along the path which itself alternates between smooth, gentle runnel and more rough rock-hewn steps. Occasionally you have to attend to tree roots or rocks that would trip you if you didn't lift your feet, so that your gentle and regular rhythm can never be perfect on an unimproved trail, as you'll always be judging your footsteps and shifting your weight, and the earth not soft like sand but not hard like rock either has a certain give to it, and you walk a rolling rhythm, and in that you can think about memories from the past, older memories, memories that have a slower rhythm, slower than your world is now. And your memories of childhood do have a slower rhythm. As you'll remember, if you can, images from childhood are slower. They are not punctuated with sudden change. And if you can go back, as far as you can go back, to a time when you were comfortable, and get in touch with what was taken for granted as connection, and maybe that connection was not being satisfied, or maybe that connection was being disrespected, but there were times and there were people that gave you peace and comfort, and remember them, and remember the feeling that you had when you were young, and how you miss that feeling of connection with your world, support from your parents, peace in your family, and how it is sad that those connections didn't grow, didn't knit together, and what's left of them is somewhat intermittent in our society, occasioned by visits, sincerity that comes occasionally, exposure, revelation, vulnerability, emotion that is generally seen as a weakness in this culture, not a strength, and is not handled too well in most cases. It is not handled as a creative brush, more as a stick or a broom, or a hammer. But if you can recall, in childhood, emotion was none of those things. Emotion was loving, it was tender, it was open, it was receptive. And I would suggest to you that the closest environment in our adult world that manifests love is when we are relaxed and disconnected, detached, and able to recall in safety the connection to balance, and peace, very much like walking through the woods. Because love is not an active, yearning, reaching, yelling, needing, headlong catapult into some burning emotional outburst. Though it has become that in some cases, as a kind of desperate rejoice for adults, what love really is just balance, respect, and natural growth. Much like the ecosystem of a forest, but in a human habitat. And we have so little of that. As you pass through this forest, climbing now toward the top of the hill, see the vegetation becoming more sparse, as the topsoil has been worn away by rain and wind, and the soil is rockier, and the rock has lichen, and the path has boulders, and the view is wider, and you can see farther in the distance, over to other hills covered with other trees, impenetrable in their detail, formless like a wave, like a cloud. And as you look around, you notice the changing of the environment, the changing of the plant, the greater sunshine and more exposure to the elements. And you can relate that to your own growth, to adulthood, and how you too have lost much of the fertile soil in which rooted your own emotional flowering. And that you too have become hardened and cracked and dry. And as we are now at the top of the hill, we can stop and sit and reflect on how deeply satisfying we felt we could be as children. Even if our worlds were tumultuous or traumatized, you must remember that in your heart as a child, your purity was simple and balanced. Even the times of frustration, anger, or agony, you still were balanced and intact. And in fact, it is the feeling of sorrow and sometimes heartbreak that is the authentic connection with love and is not to be regretted but to be welcomed. Let's turn now and descend. We'll go down the trail back into the trees. And as you go down, and as the shadows grow, and the leafy canopy shades you from the sun, imagine returning into the comfortable, nurturing memories of childhood, and how you would like to have the love you felt was natural surround you now. And I would suggest to you that you can do it, and that the only way to do it is to bring it out of yourself. And as you bring it out of yourself, you will find there are others who will respond to it. But you know, it's not going to be the Garden of Eden. The animals aren't going to rush up to you and sit on your shoulder and gather around your feet. Because to be back in a state of love is just to be back in balance. And to respect that the other elements and animals in your environment have their natural tendencies and needs as well. And they, in a sense, love you simply for being a part of the nurturing environment they live in. And other people, adults, children, and animals, will recognize, if they still can, that you are connected to love if you can support the creative elements of the environment that they live in. And I suggest, with some regret, that most adults will not appreciate your retaining, regaining, or transmitting love, but will simply overlook it or perhaps demean it. Certainly, it's my experience that very, very few people will trust love anymore as adults, which is why I spend most of my energy looking at children, because when they return my gaze, they seem to know what I'm thinking, and I can see them move at ease. Whereas with adults, if I ever meet their eye at all, which is very rare, they can't look at me for a moment. Now, I would suggest that you can do a great deal for yourself by retaining, recovering, and re-expressing your child, and recognizing that your child, though they were small, and though they lacked physical power, had in fact a much deeper, constructive, and life-affirming connection to their world than you probably do most of the time. Of course, I'm generalizing. I don't know who I'm talking to. But I assume you will recognize it simply by comparing your feelings as a child with your feelings now. And if you can't remember your feelings as a child, and you can't return quite fully to times of your childhood, then I would say you need to spend more time walking in the woods. Let's come back now. Let's come back to the present, just because that's where we started. But if possible, I'd like you to hold the image of the leafy woods, so that any time you see trees and bushes, and they are all around, but they are generally prisoners or struggling, that you will remember that in their natural state they are exuberant and in connection with their whole environment, and that you can be too. One, two, three. Coming back to the room. Four, five, six. Coming back to the present, feeling clear. Remembering deeply and distantly. Seven, eight, nine. Feeling confident and in connection with some of the earliest emotions you had of confidence and self-love. 8, 9, 10.